You're listening to Valley Edition. I'm Kathleen Schock. 5 days into a regional stay-at-home order, COVID-19 infections in the San Joaquin Valley are soaring, and hospitals are scrambling to make space on floors already crowded with flu patients. Between dwindling ICU capacities and vaccine optimism, FM89's health reporter Carrie Klein is here to make sense of the situation with this week's COVID-19 update. Welcome back, Carrie.
Hi, Kathleen.
So, is this the worst that we've seen so far?
By some measures, yes, but by some measures, no. You know, and as you know, there's a lot more here than just what the numbers can tell us. But to start with a few numbers, you know, let's start with cases. For the last week in our 7-county region, we've averaged close to 2,000 new cases of COVID-19 per day. That isn't quite the highest daily total that we hit over the summer, but we almost certainly will hit that total just in the next week, before next week's update. And that's because health officials are still estimating that we haven't yet gotten past the Thanksgiving surge. And hospitals, of course, are the big talking point this week, since dwindling ICU capacity is what triggered our regional stay-at-home order last weekend. Some hospitals have broken their own individual records for COVID-19 patients this week. Some have not. But the big difference between this surge and the one over the summer is that this is flu season, and hospitals are seeing their seasonal surge of normal patients, normal winter flu patients, on top of a COVID surge. And that's one reason why, as of yesterday, the state revealed that in the whole San Joaquin Valley, less than 2% of ICU beds are remaining. And you know how for weeks I had been saying that fatalities had not caught up to our soaring case rate? Well, they finally have. And as of yesterday, more than 90 people had died in the last week, whereas by the previous Thursday, only 31 had. So let that sink in, that 3 times as many people died this week than the previous week.
Wow.
And this is all what prompted this very somber statement from Fresno County Interim Health Officer Dr. Race Vora.
Those who aren't in the medical field may not understand or quite grasp just how dire this situation is. But all the things that you're hearing about how impacted our hospitals are, about how dire this situation with our ICUs is, it's absolutely true.
And so I understand that Fresno ancillary counties have reported record high numbers of hospitalized COVID patients this week. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. On a county level, certainly. And the same is true for the entire state as a whole, although it, of course, varies regionally. You know, and some individual hospitals are reporting that as well. And that includes Cahuilla Delta Medical Center in Visalia. Their CEO, Gary Herbst, gave a press conference earlier this week to say his hospital was incredibly full and his staff were overwhelmed. And they're having to take some creative and relatively dire measures to kind of stretch out the capacities of their healthcare workers.
I'm so glad that you mentioned staff, because healthcare workers are unfortunately bearing a lot of the brunt of this wave as well.
That's right. And they're also one of the limiting factors for how many patients can be cared for. And so unfortunately, healthcare workers are setting records right now, too. And that's for the numbers of workers, of staff that are out of commission. Again, this is not across the board, but for at least those hospitals that have data dashboards online, and that includes Cahuilla Delta, as well as Community Medical Centers and St. Agnes Medical Center in Fresno. For those hospitals, they each reported record high numbers of employees out under self-isolation, either because they had tested positive for COVID-19 or they were concerned about exposure.
But you said that not all counties and not all hospitals are reporting the same dire situation.
Yeah, that's correct. And so interestingly, one county here whose hospitals are faring pretty well is Kern. So yesterday, Russell Judd, he's the CEO of Kern Medical, he was very careful to say this is no time to panic. In fact, for his hospital and many throughout Kern County, they're seeing roughly the same capacity that they would during a bad day during flu season.
We are very concerned about the spread of this virus. And so we do need to stress to the community, don't take this lightly. We've been living this for 10 months, that this is serious. But the other message is that today we are able to handle the number of patients that we are seeing in our facilities. Hospitals have been preparing for this for a long time.
And that's true. You know, administrators I've spoken to all over the Valley say the same thing. You know, hospitals were designed to weather the ebb and flow of patient loads, and they've been developing creative solutions to expand their capacity ever since the pandemic began. It's just that some hospitals are approaching that ceiling of bed space and staff capacity faster than others.
And then, of course, there's Mariposa County, which earlier this week had only one COVID-19 patient in its hospital.
That's right. I mean, as of Wednesday, there's one hospital in the county, and that hospital still had almost 3/4 of its beds available. That's the good news. But of course, there's a catch. That hospital, it's John C. Fremont Healthcare District in Mariposa, it doesn't have an ICU. And County Health Officer Dr. Eric Sergienko is very concerned about that on many levels. One reason is that Mariposa residents who might need a ventilator or life support, you know, in an ICU, they'll have to be transported out of county. And as we covered earlier, space is running out in neighboring counties throughout the San Joaquin Valley. And as more patients require ICUs, more Mariposa patients, you know, that'll mean more ambulances making long drives out of county. And Sergienko warns that'll endanger anyone who needs an ambulance, you know, whether it's because of COVID or not. You know, he has this very sobering thought experiment in which, say you're in a car accident in Mariposa County, but the ambulance that would normally come transport you to the hospital is transporting someone else to Fresno County.
So the next nearest ambulance is another 20 to 30 minutes away. The firefighters who are the first responders are doing the best they can to keep you alive. But the knowledge, skill, abilities, the techniques that a paramedic can bring to the call are an additional 20 minutes away. So, you know, even there in the pre-hospital setting, you'll see increased mortality.
So before we wrap up, let's talk about what I hope will be some good news, the imminent COVID-19 vaccine. Will we have access to that? And what would that first vaccine rollout look like here in the Valley?
Yeah, finally, there is some good news. So, you know, Governor Gavin Newsom recently shared that California is expected to receive 327,000 doses of the Pfizer vaccine, presumably the Pfizer vaccine, whenever it's available. And of those, 17,000 are slated for the San Joaquin Valley. They'll be prioritized for healthcare workers most exposed to the virus on the front lines, and then also elderly patients in close quarters like nursing homes. However, this first wave will not nearly cover all of the people on that list, but health officials expect a second delivery just a few weeks after the first, and they will keep rolling out after that. Again, however, this should all be tempered by the caution that it will be a very long time before the vaccine is available to the general population. Most health officials are estimating summer 2021 at the earliest. And then there's one other piece of good news I'd like to throw in here. It's looking like the Porterville alternate care site, which can take on low-risk patients from hospitals, you know, these overflow patients, it has been approved to open as early as next Monday. So hopefully that will help with some of this hospital overcrowding.
Without a doubt. Well, Carrie, thank you so much.
Thank you, Kathleen.